May the Lord help us to commence this morning with hymn 1074. When gracious Lord, when shall it be that I shall find my all in thee? The fullness of thy promise prove the seal of thy eternal love. Hymn 1074.
Holy Word of God, we'll read together the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10. And he arose from thence and cometh into the coast of Judea by the farther side of Jordan, and the people resorted unto him again, and as he was wont, he taught them again. And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife?" tempting him. And he answered and said unto them, "What did Moses command you?" And they said, "Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away." And Jesus answered and said unto them, "For the hardness of your heart he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation God made them male and female. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder." And in the house his disciples asked him again of the same matter. And he saith unto them, "Whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committeth adultery against her. And if a woman shall put away her husband and be married to another, she committeth adultery." And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running, and kneeled to him, and asked him, "Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments: do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honour thy father and mother." And he answered and said unto him, "Master, all these have I observed from my youth." Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, "One thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me." And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Jesus looked round about, and saith unto his disciples, "How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?" And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again, and saith unto them, "Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, "Who then can be saved?" And Jesus looking upon them, saith, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and have followed thee. Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren, and sisters and mothers, and children and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. And they were in the way going up to Jerusalem. And Jesus went before them. And they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and shall spit upon him, and shall kill him. And the third day he shall rise again. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit, one on thy right hand, and the other on thy left hand, in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal, shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the 10 heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him, and saith unto them, Ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. and many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, "Thou son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. May God bless that reading from his holy word to us, and may he help us now in prayer. Kind and gracious and most merciful Lord God in heaven, we come before thee this morning with thankful hearts for granting to us this opportunity to meet together in this house of prayer. Lord, we pray thy blessing here this day as we meet together for worship. Lord, we pray that thou would help us to worship thee this day. Lord, do remove from us each the distracting thoughts, the unnecessary things, and grant, Lord, that our minds might be set free, and Lord, that we may receive of thy word this day, and grant, Lord, that we may be given that spirit of real worship. For, Lord, we have things to thank thee for. We would praise thy great and holy name. We would desire, Lord, to worship thee for who thou art. We think, dear Lord Jesus, of what thou hast done in laying aside thy glory and condescending to come into this sinful world to save thy people from their sins. And Lord, we marvel at thy loving kindness and thy tender mercies as we read of those things which thou hast done while here upon earth. And Lord, we would worship thee and praise thee, and own thee, Lord of all. Lord, and thy mercy in receiving sinners to thyself, for the compassion and the mercy shown. And we pray, Lord, that those things that we read and hear of thee might be used by thy Spirit to encourage us and to bring us unto thyself. Lord, we pray that thou art work in each heart in convincing us of our sinnership and then leading us to thyself as the friend of sinners, the sinner's only hope. Lord, deliver us from the doubts and the fears. Deliver us, Lord, from that sin of unbelief. O Lord, grant us that gift of living faith, that faith which is placed in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Oh, we pray, Lord, that we may cast our anchor there. And Lord, we pray that thou wilt draw us to thyself. We, Lord, pray for each who have gathered here this day. Lord, do remember us each for good. Grant, Lord, that thy word this day may have free course and be glorified. Lord, do open up our hearts that we might receive thy word. And Lord, do send forth thy word with power, the power of the Holy Spirit attending the word, sealing it into our hearts, bringing forth fruit to thy honour and thy glory. Oh, may there be much watering of the word with our prayers, that there may be that increase, that there may be that growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, do make us a prayerful people. Oh, that we may, Lord, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Lord, deliver us from the power of sin and Satan. Lord, we are reminded of his power in the events that take place. And Lord, as there are at times those very evidences of the enmity against thy house of prayer, against thyself, Lord Jesus, and against the worshippers of thee. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that these things might be timely reminders to us each, that we are living in enemy territory. Oh, that we are, Lord, in this world of sin, and that Satan is busy going about seeking whom he may devour. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt arise for our help, that thou wilt make bare thy holy arm, that thou wilt prove to be our refuge and strength, that a very present help in trouble. May we continually find thee as that place of safe retreat, Lord, that thou wilt strengthen and establish us in our most holy faith. Lord, we pray that thou wilt pour out thy blessing here among this people, that thou wilt glorify thyself here in the bringing forth of children, born again of the Spirit of God, and quickened into life everlasting. Lord, we do pray that thou wilt remember each, from the youngest to the eldest. Lord, we do thank thee for babes born among the friends here. We thank thee for the children. We pray thy blessing upon them. Lord, do call them by thy grace while they are still young. Lord, give them a heart that desires and seeks after thee. Lord, may they find no rest in this world of sin. Lord, we pray for any young or old who may be unconcerned. We pray that thou wilt trouble them in their souls. Lord, that they may not be able to settle and rest unconcerned. Lord, that thou wilt be a troubler to them and bring them into concern over sin. Lord, we pray that thou wilt use the things that we each pass through. Lord, that it might work together with thy grace and thy mercy and the love of God shed abroad in our hearts to bring us along in that way
that right way, Lord. Lord, not that way that leads, the broad way which leads to destruction. Lord, bring us on that straight and narrow way which leads to glory at last. Do remember each of the friends who are unwell, who are carrying burdens, infirmities, afflictions. Older friends, Lord, with the things, Lord, that they have to bear. Lord, we pray that thou wilt bear them up and bear up each in the various burdens that they carry. That they may prove thy grace is sufficient for them and thy strength is made perfect in weakness. Lord, we pray for our older friends. We think of Miss Ayres in Bethesda, and we pray, Lord, that she may feel at home there, that time spent there may prove to be a blessing to her. And Lord, other friends with their cares and concerns, Lord, we pray, remember them and visit them and sanctify these things, we pray. So, Lord, we come before thee with a thankful heart. There are those, Lord, that have been away and returned. Lord, there are those that can look back over the summer months and trace out thy goodness and mercy in granting to them times of rest and change and thy watchful care in their journeys. But, O Lord, we pray that thou wilt grant us an eye to see thy kindness, thy loving kindness toward us. And, Lord, may we not leave these things to lie forgotten in unthankfulness, nor without praises die, but ever give us a thankful heart, we pray, for the multitude of thy mercies toward us. And, Lord, as some of the children begin new things, and Lord, as a new school year has commenced, and there are others, Lord, with new things in their pathways, we pray, Lord, that thou wilt grant thy presence, Lord, that thou wilt go before and lead as that good shepherd, that thou wilt make a way through. Lord, that thou wilt grant that grace that we may follow closely, desiring that close walk with thee. Lord, leave us not to follow at a distance, but bring us into times of sweet communion and fellowship with thee. May we know what it is to lean upon thee in the way and find thy all-supporting arms sufficient to bring us through. Lord, remember us then, we pray, in all our needs this day, one in speaking and each of us in hearing. Lord, we cannot worship thee aright without thy help. Lord, without thee we can do nothing meaningful or good. Lord, there is sin mixed with all we do. And Lord, we are poor worms of the earth. But Lord, if thou art pleased to bless us this day, then all the glory will be thine. All the praise will be to thy holy name. So may it be so, we humbly pray, that thou remember us with the favour that thou bearest to thy people, and visit us with thy salvation, and grant thy blessing, even life forevermore. Forgive us, Lord, the poverty of our prayer and our worship, and those things we fail to ask, Lord, make up in giving, and Lord, withhold from us those things which are not needful. And grant us each, Lord, a true understanding, Lord, of what thy will is for us. As we pray, may we ask according to thy will. Do teach us, Lord, we pray, and leave not our souls destitute. Leave us, Lord, not with just the form of godliness. Lord, may thy Spirit rule and reign within our hearts. We pray, as we ask these things, we seek the forgiveness of our many sins, the washing in the Redeemer's precious blood. Thou art, Lord, take all our sins away and remember them no more. Cast them behind thy back. O Lord, do take them away. As we think of that type of our Lord Jesus, the scapegoat. Oh, and we do pray, Lord, that thou take all our sins away, Lord Jesus, that we may find that mercy and that forgiveness, and find that all is well while life endure, and well when called to die. We ask, Lord Jesus, in thy name and for thy sake. Amen.
Hymn 1011. My God, the spring of all my joys, the life of my delights, the glory of my brightest days, and comfort of my nights. Hymn 1011.
Thank you.
turn with me to the chapter we read, the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10. And with the Lord's help, this morning I'll speak to you from verse 50. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, and verse 50. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, and verse 50. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. I wonder if you and I see an attraction in these accounts of those that were blind and then received their sight. Those in the time of our Lord Jesus, his earthly ministry, as he healed them from their blindness. I wonder if in our hearts there is some delight that these things are left on record, that our Lord Jesus should meet with these and deliver them from their affliction, this blindness. You think how disappointing it must have been for those who desired to see Jesus yet couldn't because of their lack of sight. How disappointing when he was here bodily, here upon earth, and yet because of lack of natural sight, they had not the ability to see. Friends, I wonder how many of us are disappointed that we don't live in the day when the Lord Jesus was here upon earth. When, if we think, if only we could have been alive when the Lord Jesus was here on earth, how much easier it would have been, how much simpler, how much clearer. But friends, surely in these things there's an encouragement. May the Lord give us each that encouragement as we live all these many, many years after his death, resurrection and ascension into heaven, that the truth of the word, as written by the Apostle Paul to the Romans in chapter 10, and we read in verse 17 of his epistle, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." Faith cometh by hearing, not by seeing, not by seeing. Oh, we think it would be so simple, so much easier, only we could see. But friends, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And oh, you and I are not disfavored. We are not dealt harshly, are we? The Lord has been very merciful in granting to us that we might live in a gospel day, a day when we can hear the preaching and we can hear the reading of the word of God. A day when we have a copy of the whole word of God, the revealed will of God in his word, in our own language. We are free to meet this morning, and we've had it read to us this morning. And may the Lord apply it with power, and may he give us
that gift of faith, that there might be faith mixed with our hearing. It was with Bartimaeus. And this is our encouragement this morning. He was blind. He had no natural sight. The Lord Jesus, yes, was alive bodily here on earth in his day, but he had no natural sight. But did it mean that he didn't understand? Did it mean, if you use an expression, that he missed out? Was he left out? Was he passed by? Friends, they told him. We're told he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth, they said, was passing by, was in the area. Jesus of Nazareth. That's what he heard. But what did faith echo in his heart? You have a testimony out of his own lips. Jesus, thou son of David. Not Jesus of Nazareth. Not Jesus of that town that was despised. But Jesus, the son of David. Oh, he didn't need to see with his bodily eye. He didn't need to see the Lord Jesus, to know that it was Jesus, the son of David. Oh, friends, and you and I. What is it for you and I? Is it Jesus of Nazareth this morning with you? Or is it Jesus, thou son of David? Son of God, son of man. Oh, our incarnate Lord of all. Is it for you and I this morning, Jesus, thou son of David? Has the eye of your faith been opened? Have you been brought to see what many do not see? Is the Lord beginning to open your understanding, the eye of your understanding, that you might truly know who this glorious man is? Well, Bartimaeus was lacking natural sight, and it was a burden that he had carried, and it was evidently a distress for him. It rendered him as a beggar. Oh, he didn't live in a day when there was much help like we do for those that have their sight impaired. He was left to beg at the side of the road. And it was hard. And it was a difficult life. And he heard of the Lord Jesus. And his faith laid hold. And his heart went out after him, that he might do for him, that the Lord Jesus might do for him what he needed, that he might be delivered from this great infirmity, this great distress, that he might be healed. And it was an impossibility. There was no one that could help him other than the Lord Jesus. But it was an impossible case to turn someone from being blind to see in that day. It was impossible. But here this man, he ventures to ask. Oh, he ventures to seek from the Lord Jesus that which is impossible with man. And Friends, we had a precious declaration, didn't we? In verse 27 of our reading, from the lips of the Lord Jesus himself, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Do you believe it? That all things are possible to them that believe? Oh, is there those seeming impossible things in your circumstances this morning? Are you blind in your understanding? Are you ignorant this morning to who the Lord Jesus is and his wonderful ability to do that which is impossible with man? How he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. You know the verse from Scripture, but do you know it? And if you know it, do you believe it? Do you believe it? Is it that which fires your heart when you come to prayer? You're coming to a king. We sing, don't we? Thou art coming to a king, large petitions with thee bring. For his grace and power are such, none can ever ask too much. Do you believe it? You think you've overreached this morning with this great mountain that you're bringing to him? You want him to do the impossible for you? Well, it was an impossibility that Bartimaeus came with. But come he did. Jesus, thou son of David, mark the language, have mercy. Have mercy upon me. Oh, if you are to receive anything from the Lord Jesus, friend, it will be on the same ground as Bartimaeus. If you've ever received anything from God in your soul, it's come on the same ground as Bartimaeus received. Mercy's ground. All the while you think of something you can bring to make your case more acceptable to God, friends, if it's not the Lord Jesus and his name that you're pleading, that then you are on the wrong ground and you are coming in the wrong way. Or you have to come like the hymn writer said, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. That's the ground of mercy for poor sinners, the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that open testimony, the declaration at Calvary of peace between God and man. Oh, and is that your plea this morning? It was mercy that Bartimaeus needed. If the Lord was to stop and not pass him by, it was because mercy was found, that he had gained mercy. He'd obtained mercy. And if the Lord is to, as it were, stop and meet with your case today, poor sinner, it will be mercy. It will be because you've obtained mercy. Well, who taught him that the Lord Jesus was a man of mercy? He is, friends. He's merciful to poor, needy sinners that cry out after him. If Bartimaeus was here this morning, he'd tell you himself. He didn't deserve it. He had nothing good to bring. He had nothing to merit the favour of God. and yet he came. Enough was revealed to him to persuade him to cry out and to not give up. Oh, is that what you lack this morning? Is that what you need more? More of Christ revealed to you? More of those sweet persuasions of who he is? Or more of that prompting of your own need this morning? You know, his case cried out. His blindness, his burden was such that it was so grievous to him that it caused him to cry out. May the Lord bring you and I with things, yes, it may be in providence, but how much more may the Lord bring us with these soul cries, these cries of our souls concerning our state and our case before a holy God. Give us that cause, that reason to cry out for the mercy which is to be found for sinners. Show us our sin. Convince us of it. Reveal enough of it to bring us to cry out for his mercy. Well, his case warranted. His case drove him. His need compelled him. And what he knew of the Lord Jesus attracted him. And it's so precious, isn't it, when those two things are working in the heart of a sinner. Oh, there's something drawing and there's something compelling. There's a working at both ends of the matter, as it were. Oh, there's a heart overwhelmed with need and it's compelled to cry out. And there's a willing and able Saviour of sinners who's drawing them to cry and drawing to him, them to himself with their load and causing them to call upon him in their day of trouble. Well, here it was for Bartimaeus. But then what happens? Many charged him that he should hold his peace. How discouraging that is, isn't it? How disappointing. How distressing. Here is one that's crying out for help. And what does he hear? He hears many of them charging him, saying that he should hold his peace. He should be quiet. He should stop making such a fuss. He should stop crying out. He should be quiet. Oh, is there a few telling you this morning to be quiet? Who is it that's telling you? Oh, what's the force behind these that would silence you, poor sinner, this morning? Is that the work of grace? Is that the hand of God? Is it them doing the work of God? All these voices may be inside your mind that keep telling you to be quiet, giving you enough to discourage you. Maybe you've cried out and as soon as it's left your lips or your heart, your cry of help, oh, it seems like there's a deafening roar. There's a whole crowd of noise saying, be quiet. Oh, that volume that charged him, saying he should hold his peace, what did it do with him? Oh, what's it doing with you this morning? Is that your issue this morning? No, when's it been good to listen to the crowd? No, when's it been good to listen to those things which would silence you, friend? Well, it wasn't working with Bartimaeus. Oh, the more they charged him, the more, but he cried out the more, a great deal. He wouldn't be put to silence. This was, as it were, his opportunity. Oh, the Lord had set before him an open door. This was the golden hour for him. The Lord Jesus was near enough to encourage him that he must cry out. This was the glad hour. This was the moment. And though they would silence him, yet he wouldn't be silent. But he cried out a great deal, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me." Oh, what a noise. Bartimaeus shouting. They're trying to silence. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Oh, friends, may the Lord do the same to that crowd that's trying to stop your seeking. Oh, those of you would-be finders this morning, whose hearts are crying out, whether it be things in providence, the help of the Lord, whether it's things in grace, matters concerning your soul, whatever it might be this morning, oh, may the Lord command that silence. Oh, may he stop all of those that would seek to quieten you. When the Lord commands, friends, oh, what a difference. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. Oh, he sent for him. Bring him to me. Oh, may it be so. Bring him to me. I will hear him. I will heal him. I will do all that he requires. I'll have compassion. I'll make it known. I'll give him all that is heart desires. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called a blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, Bartimaeus, poor, unworthy Bartimaeus, he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Friends, this is a beautiful word, isn't it? What a beautiful word this is. Oh, may you and I see some beauty in it this morning. Whether for the first time or again. I wonder if there's a few this morning, and like me, you can look back and you know what it is. You've in like manner done the same when that time came and the Lord has visited your soul. You've cast everything aside. You know what that is. You've taken it. You've put it off from you. The joyful news has entered your ear. The Lord is here to help you. Oh, the Lord is here. It's a time of visiting of your soul, and that you've wanted nothing that might hinder you, nothing that might get in the way. Oh, maybe you look back this morning and you look back and you mourn. Oh, that it might be now as it was then, when I had that same desire the things of this world, it had nothing, no hold of me at all. It was no hardship to lay it aside. Why is it not the same now? Why is it that I'm so bogged down now? Why is it that I feel so hindered now? Why is it that I don't feel the same liberty now? What is it that I've taken on? What is it that I've embraced? What is it? It might not be unlawful. What is it that's unnecessary this morning? What is it I could do without this morning? What is it that's so on me this morning that I don't feel as I once did? I don't move with the same life and vigour and energy in the things of God. I don't move in the same way. I don't feel the same. Oh, I don't feel the same freedom. Feel bound up in prayer, bound up in my spirit, bound up in my soul. Well, there's a we sang, didn't we? Our opening hymn. Thee, only thee, I fain would find. And cast the world and sin behind. A helpless soul, I come to thee, with only sin and misery. That's Bartimaeus, isn't it? Now, is that you, poor sinner, this morning? Lord, I am sick, my sickness cure. I want, do thou enrich the poor. Under thy mighty hand I stoop, O lift the abject sinner up. So burdened, so pressed, so weighed down. Lord, I am blind, be thou my sight. Oh, is it that lack of sight this morning? Maybe you don't see this morning as clear as you once did. Maybe your evidences, your hope of heaven, the evidences that you once had, you don't see them as clear as you did then. You say, I'm like that man. I see men as trees walking. I'm not totally blind, but I've not got the same, or I've not got that clear sight. Lord, I am weak. Be thou my might. A helper of the helpless be, and let me find my all in thee. Bartimaeus, he didn't want anything to get in the way. As it were, his opportunity, we might say, lay before him. The Lord's calling me. Oh, I'm going to pick up everything I've got and come, or am I going to lay it aside? Friends, what is it this morning? What's it entangling your feet? What are you fearful of? You see, he didn't want anything to hinder him. He was blind still, wasn't he? And naturally speaking, he wanted nothing to get in the way. What about you? Oh, nothing to come between, nothing to hinder. Now, Satan will try and hinder, won't he? He'll try and throw a few things in your way. He'll try and cast up a few obstacles. He'll try and slow you down. Poor coming sinner, what is it this morning? Oh, may the Lord give you all that grace and that strength and all needed help to lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset you, and help you to run with patience the race that's set before you. And how will it be? Friends, it's looking unto Jesus. Now, Bartimaeus, naturally speaking, he couldn't see the Lord Jesus, but his faith saw him. And that's it for you and I this morning. Our looking unto Jesus, it isn't casting our bodily eye on his body, but it's in the reading of the Word of God. It's that looking unto Jesus, prayerful seeking of him, and continually looking to him, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. He, casting away his garment, rose and he came to Jesus. Oh, what a lovely expression. Friends, there is a coming to the Lord Jesus. Are you one of those coming sinners? Venturing in faith? Coming with what you have as a burden, a concern, a need? Coming just as you are, as a poor, unworthy sinner? He casting away his garment. Yeah, there's something beautiful in that, isn't there? If we want to look at it spiritually. You know, maybe that's the hindrance for you and I at times. You're coming with your garment, aren't you? What is your garment? You've thrown a few spiritual experiences together and you've woven a bit of a garment and it looks so pleasant. Oh, it looks good, but is it the righteousness of Christ? Oh, I'm not, friends, we want a religion that's got an experience. It's vital, isn't it? We don't want just a head knowledge. We need it heart as well. We need to walk out and live out and experience our religion, don't we? But friends, that isn't our righteousness. Anything that we gain in experience, friends, it isn't that which merits our acceptance. Oh, is that how we've come? Is that how you're seeking? You've patched a few things together. Yes, you can understand it. I can understand it because I've done it myself. You know, when the Lord's shown you something of your sin, what do you want to do? You want to make it better. Of course you do. When Adam and Eve saw their nakedness in the garden, they'd sinned. They'd felt for the first time what it was, by way of experience, to break the command of God. And they wanted to somehow make it better and make it right. And so they tried their best. And they put together a fig leaf garment. And then when the all-seeing eye of God came upon them, well, they hid, as it were, themselves in the garden, didn't they? Friends, Oh, what is it this morning? Oh, you're seeking the Lord? Are you coming with your garment? He, casting away his garment, he rose and he came to Jesus. Oh, you know, sometimes there's things to cast aside. Oh, there's things that we've inadvertently relied on. We've built hopes on. We've built up some measure of acceptance upon them. We've done it unwittingly. You know, we've done it, and we're sometimes not aware of it. When we come, we maybe come in prayer. We try and bring something. We come reassured of some acceptance because of some good behaviour or some turning a leaf in our life, turning over another leaf. We've laid aside some sin, and we find even we build some hope of our acceptance on the fact that we've put something out of our lives that we once had in our lives. Friends, good that is. And I won't put you off from laying aside those sinful things. You put them aside, but don't come and plead them as your merits and ground of acceptance. No, it's to come just as you are. All the while you come with that garment of your own righteousness, you'll find yourself tripping. You'll find yourself obstructed in the way. You'll find your passage is not smooth. You'll find those things that resisting and holding you back. Oh, may the Lord reveal to us each those things that need to be cast aside, and give us the grace to do so, and the faith. You know, friends, to lay all of that to one side and to come just as you are, you guilty, filthy sinner, you. That takes something, doesn't it? God-given faith and a looking entirely to the Lord Jesus. That's the only way. Oh, to lay aside anything that you think would mask some of the filthiness of your soul. It takes something to separate us from these things. May the Lord do it. May we see what they are. Moth-eaten. Holes in them. We're nothing but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. And may we come just as blind Bartimaeus, with all of the faults and failings on our side of things, and bring it all, and come just as we are. Give all to the Lord. He cast aside away his garment, and he rose and he came to Jesus. Friends, that's the mark of real religion, isn't it? When you're brought to Jesus, when you come to Jesus, and you come to him by faith, and you come just as a publican, and yet the petition of your heart is this: God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That's coming to Jesus. Oh, that's a would-be finder. He will find. He'll find grace to help in time of need. He'll find the mercy of God. He'll find a love of God shed abroad in his heart by the Holy Spirit. You'll find that acceptance in Jesus Christ. You'll find that way made. You'll find access, and you'll find the peace of God which passeth all understanding. Oh, and like Bartimaeus, when you receive your sight, you'll see clearly the preciousness of Jesus Christ. You'll see him as you don't see him now. More will be seen of him than you view of him now. And you'll be a follower like Bartimaeus. Immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus in the way. For you'll want more and more and more of his presence, of union and communion with him. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called, and they called the blind man, saying unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Parrish will address the Sunday school this afternoon at 2:30. Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and there will be a collection after this service for the free Bibles. And Mr. Chapman is expected to preach next Lord's Day. And our friends at Oakington Chapel hold a Thanksgiving service on Wednesday evening at 7:00. Let us close with hymn 726. Christ, whose glory fills the skies, Christ, the true, the only light, Son of righteousness, arise, triumph o'er the shades of night. Day spring from on high be near, day star in my heart appear. Hymn 726.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.